Hello and welcome to this week's Gold Podcast. I'm joined by Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist known for a fairly common sense approach to picking junior stock. We're here in the middle of a mass exodus of PDAC, juniors and attendees, investors, and the like. I'm kind of wondering, what are you taking away from this convention as people head up the escalator in droves?
There are droves of people here. I have no idea. I think last year with 28,000, certainly expect higher, maybe even 30,000 this year. The markets are mixed right now, so probably the attitude here is not as robust and boisterous as it was this time last year, but we saw what happened this time last year as the markets took quite a tumble even during the PDAC. The Toronto Venture Exchange hit its yearly high the day before PDAC started. Markets are mixed this week. I'm cautiously optimistic. Metal prices are still robust. And so profit margins of miners should be good. And I think what we're waiting on is the trickle-down effect to come to the advanced explorers, especially in gold space at this time.
All that cash in the hands of producers and intermediates, is that what you're referring to, especially in terms
of their profits, and the overall major stock markets have done very well this year. We've had
February.
Some perturbations in the last week or so, a little bit of nervousness in the market. But generally what happens when the major stock markets do good and people feel good about their money, then they start casting about for something more speculative and high risk to put their money into, and oftentimes that flows directly into the junior resource sector.
Your sense from the floor is there's a healthy appetite for a bit more risk, or are people pulling back?
Well, I think what we're looking at would be retail lay investor risk, and generally this is a professional show. I see very few retail lay investors or speculators on the floor of the PDAC, very much less than I do at the other
Cambridge
10 or 12 or 15 conferences that I will speak at this year, Cambridge House being a very good example of that. So I think it's hard to get an idea of that at the PDAC. These are basically professionals talking to professionals here.
How do you think junior gold stocks, you don't have a crystal ball, but if you did, I'm wondering what your sense of how junior gold stocks might fare this year. You did mention sort of looking to that trickle-down effect, and if that happens, and it could be good. I wonder what your feeling is.
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic in that regard, but I think it's going to be very selective.
It seems to be a bit of the go-to word these days, selective and choosy and picky.
So if you're a miner, you're probably doing pretty good right now. Even small gold miners would be doing good. So we would hope that the trickle down, if it happens, certainly it's going to happen to the select few advanced explorers first. And that's the game I play in, is the advanced explorer realm, and not nearly so much kind of the horde of juniors out there with a couple of drill holes promoting some pie-in-the-sky gold deposit that, for the most part, most chances will never make a mine. So I'm very picky, always have been very picky in the gold sector, and right now I'm only covering one gold company. I basically moved out of gold explorers
because of the
last January and February. Actually, it looked like a very frothy market, and I saw a lot of free trading paper coming from all the financings in the last half of 2010 and early 2011. So I made the decision to move out of gold explorers, and I picked a new one up last summer. So currently cover one gold exploration.
In retrospect, were you surprised You feel like you made the right move in doing that?
Oh, absolutely. I got out near the top of the market last year with a couple of gold explorers covered.
Yeah.
And I'm still treading relatively softly in gold space.
Right. Do you feel like there's a bit of a bottom here, a chance to get in to some names in the gold space, producers and explorers alike?
Well, the bottom was in December,
and
that was very predictable with tax loss selling and nervous markets and a very volatile gold price. It's perhaps still is a good time to get in, but I think speculators need to be very particular. And if you find a gold company, and this applies to all juniors, find a company that is fundamentally strong, share structure, people, and projects, and you like the company, put in a stink bid, something below where it's trading right now, and decide and run a risk reward profile. And if it hits your stink bid, then you own it. And if it never does, well, it never met your risk reward profile.
I'm sure juniors are so happy to hear that coming from you.
it's true. Yeah, a lot of lay investors trade with emotion, and this. In the speculative market, it's just got gambling. You got to put on your poker face and try to skew the odds in your favor. The idea in this space that I have promulgated and have applied for 20 years now is take a very conservative trading stance in a very high-risk venture capital environment. Try to take some of the risk out by doing good due diligence and buying stocks when you want them. Don't buy them on, and don't never buy or sell on emotion.
We've seen a bit of run up on gold stocks, especially before the PDAC, and post PDAC period is often known for a bit of a dip.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a little bit of the excitement dissipating. Do you think that this year we'll follow that trend, or are we in a kind of new waters here?
Well, I think it'll follow that trend depending on the gold price.
Right.
Now, it seems that in a somewhat less than bullish market, which certainly this is, I don't want to call it a bear market for junior resource stocks, but it's not robust and boisterous, that gold stocks react to dips in gold more than they react to rises in gold. So I think what we would hope is that that the gold price will be robust over the next couple of months, and the market will hold in there.
Yeah, it dipped a little bit in the past couple of days, but it's doing okay today. Any guesses?
Well, I have never been one to predict short-term trends of metals.
Long-term, more on a year?
Well, certainly I would think that that based on the previous 11 years that the gold price will close on December 31st higher than it closed on December 31st of 2011.
Even in light with a bit of the strength in the U.S. economy and Ben Bernanke's, thoughts on QE3, whatever could be read from that. Do you still feel like gold will continue to be a place for people to try and beat potential inflation in other?
Absolutely. You know, gold is retains its purchasing power, has for as far as we can look back and see. That gold retains its purchasing power. QE3, when it comes, and I'm convinced it will come, is going to do nothing more than further devalue the U.S. dollar. And most countries in the world are in a race to devalue their currencies, and if gold retains its purchasing power, as historically it has always done, that means the price of gold is going to be higher. In real terms, is it higher? Of course not. It only retains its purchasing power. But that's important in an inflating and devaluing currency regime, which we have throughout the world.
Maybe let's talk a little bit about some of the exploration jurisdictions that you're interested in. I wondered if you might tell us if you have any areas in the world that might be emerging and underexplored that you are particularly interested in that excite you?
Well, I generally don't play areas. I play commodities and particular deposits. That said, I'm very bullish on copper, gold, uranium at this point. I think the fundamentals, supply-demand fundamentals, look good for all three of those metals for the foreseeable future. I cover one gold company, and that's in Brazil, and I think Brazil is an underexplored and unrecognized sleeping giant for gold exploration. There's been plenty of small mines found, but there hasn't been a real giant mine found yet, and I think that's a good jurisdiction. It's tough. Generally, there
the Amazon doesn't help.
Lots of jungle, but there's lots of savanna too. So, picking projects with legitimate and relatively easy infrastructure is important. So, bullish on the future of gold in Brazil.
Perhaps on an end note, there's been a bit of speculation about some merger, potential mergers or acquisitions in the major space. I wonder what your thoughts. On some of the names that might end up together might be.
Well, I'm probably not going to speculate on that because major mining companies are not my forte. It's not what I see as ways to make money in the market. I much prefer a higher risk profile, the junior mining sector. But you never know what those crazy major mining companies are going to do. Of course, Glencore and Xstrata, who have had an incestuous relationship since both have existed, have agreed to merge, and we'll see where that goes. But the big keep getting bigger, and when they keep getting bigger, they have to grow even faster, so that opens up opportunities for the juniors to find some good deposits and sell to majors.
Grow or wither, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Mickey.
It's always a pleasure. Good to see you again, Kip.
Good to see you, too.